This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec, India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. This long weekend, we have the Riverland Paddling Marathon, a 200-kilometre long event starting in Barrie and progressing downstream to Morgan over 3 days. AREG has run the safety communications for this event for the past 9 years, and this year we have many AREG members, along with members of the Riverland Radio Club and Wison stationed along the river to keep track of the paddlers. For this event, we will be making use of the Riverland portion of the link repeater network, which will be disconnected from the wider VK5 link repeater network from Saturday morning through to Monday evening. If you want to see how the event is progressing, take a look at your favourite APRS mapping service like APRS.fi, where you'll find lots of activity around the Riverland area. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of June at our usual meeting place, the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Stuart, VK5STU, talking about the SA Government Radio Network, or SAGRN. Stuart will be covering the 5 services within the SAGRN and go through the tech employed across these services, as well as the coverage design and engineering considerations. He will also talk about how the network is operated and managed, and the challenges faced during major incidents. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. and the presentation kicks off at 7:45. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast also via Zoom. As usual, for more information on this and all other upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. I've recently been hinting that a number of our major projects are not far off coming to fruition. I'm hopeful that I may be able to let you into this deep dark secret in the very near future. A lot of behind the scenes work has been going on in relation to the biggest project, and we are not far off reaping the rewards for all this hard work by a select few of our members. The Thursday coffee and chat mornings are continuing to attract a good turnout of members, but we would love to see more. If you are in the Mount on a Thursday morning at 10 a.m, come along and spend an hour or so in good like-minded company. These social gatherings take place in our excellent club rooms in the old Reedy Park Primary School building on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. No doubt some of you will be pleased to hear that this will be my last reminder that the Surge 2023 Annual Convention is on as I speak, and if you are not here, you have missed out. The same applies to the 2023 Australian Fox Hunting Championships, which kicked off yesterday and are in full swing as you listen to this. A lot of work has gone into making this yet another highly successful event, and we hope that all who attended agree that we have achieved this result. If you decided not to come along, we hope that, fueled by the glowing descriptions of those who did come, we might see you next year. A very big thank you to John, VK5DJ, Tim, VK5AV, and the many who assisted with getting the event up and running. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. The tech session held by John Dawes last Saturday appeared to be a hit and was appreciated by all who attended. Thanks very much, John. Registration for the August sessions will be opened in early July, and we're hoping that we'll have about the same number of people interested in reserving a spot for those sessions. Don't forget that if you want to reserve a table for the AHARS public buy and sell on Saturday the 15th of July, you need to drop an email to VK5JB on jeffb.100@bigpond.com. That is golf echo oscar foxtrot foxtrot bravo dot 100@bigpond.com. He'll get back to you and confirm your booking. Payment will be made on the day at the venue. Again, please see the flyer attached to this email. I believe that we have about 20 tables already booked, so don't miss out. Our special presentation to Life of Life membership badges will be made to Lloyd Butler, Hans Schmidt, Christine Taylor, Jim Tregellis and Barry Williams this meeting. Don't miss the opportunity to come and offer your congratulations and well wishes to these special people who have contributed so much to our club in past years. Our presentation at the meeting will be by VK5ZC, Mike, on general antenna principles and other interesting stuff, which should be very interesting as there's always something to learn. A successful committee meeting was held after the Saturday session, and one of the topics discussed was the possibility of adopting a new way of sending out email and information to members, with the possibility of special interests groups and even a buy and sell section. We have asked some of our committee members to look into that and report back to us. Groups.io is one option being considered. Remember that we have our Monday evening AHARS 2 meter net on the VK5 RAD repeater on 147.00 MHz. It's a general chat about what we have been doing and anything that's of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we're especially welcoming new and recently licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. Starts at 20:00, 8 o'clock, and goes to around 21:30, 9:30 or thereabouts. Come up for a chat and say hello, especially if we haven't had the pleasure of your company. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in. And don't forget the Bottle Shop Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And that's all from me now, so keep looking at the emails and listening to the Sunday broadcasts. And stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, our erstwhile roving reporter Les, alias Sir Lancelot, is once more on the road at the Surge Convention. We hope he is warm and cosy in the deep south. The club meeting of Friday last was a bit sparse for attendance, mainly due to the cold and wet weather. Those that braved it had an enjoyable time. The callback on the club's VHF repeater later tallied 12. The club welcomes Graham, who sat and passed his full call exam recently, and he is waiting a call sign allocation. By now, you will all have heard that the club's VHF repeater is back on the air after a delay when we needed to relocate. We have a new old site and are grateful for the generous cooperation of the site owner. The repeater antenna is not at the optimum location at this time, but hopefully after some tower work, we can reach the full height. We would be pleased to hear reports of coverage. It is anticipated the APRS system will soon be operational again. As with the VHF repeater, antenna position is not optimal, but should give reasonable coverage. The whole project could not have been achieved without the help of a few club members who have taken on the challenge and achieved results. My sincere thanks to all who have and continue to offer their services. Remember, we are all volunteers. The pay is pitiful, but the rewards are immense. The Teetree Gully Library has advised that the regular Wednesday get-together for coffee and conversation, if it can ever be heard, will resume to the library area from next week. The next meeting of the club will be Friday the 30th, and the subject will be a presentation. The presenter and the subject to be advised. Well, until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the North East Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.